Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Chamishi of Kisei today features a number of the halachos of workers' rights, of laborers' rights. Kisavo bekamas re'echa, re'achalta, anavim kenafshecha savecha ve'el kel yechal lo sitain. And then Kisavo bekamas re'echa, ve'katafta melilos be'edecha, ve'chermesh lo sanev al kamas re'echa. That is, if it's b'shasa batzir, b'shasa katzir, that we have to make sure that we're not depriving somebody physically or psychologically of achila. Then the Torah transitions to the parasha of Gerushin, which culminates and then very heavily features the issur of machzer grushaso, that a woman, once she's been divorced, and we're not talking about an ishus going, but once she remarries an individual and she wants to come back into the fold of the marriage, so that is not possible. And this is formulated in conjunction with another law, Acharei Asher Hutama, in Isur Laval, Isur Labo'o. If a woman has been unfaithful within the context of a marriage, so that too is a betrayal of the Isha. So first of all, just an observation about the twinning, the pairing of these Isurim, is that it's a betrayal of the Kiddushin in both cases. The idea that, of course, if she was deliberately unfaithful, so Isulabala, Isulabala, Acharei Asher Hutama'a, that is quite obvious. The Rabbo Sota Shenistera, right, as the Ramban expands, we're talking about Maivanistera Nivola, Lishna Ma'al Yanakat. Then there's another way to betray Kiddushin, even if she wasn't unfaithful within the marriage, but if there's like this idea of Kiddushin, you know, for a time we'll get married and then we'll dissolve the marriage and we'll get back together, that's a denigration and an undermining of what Kiddushin is supposed to be, especially those of us who have studied at great length the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Kodem Matan Torah, L'Achar Matan Torah, that in some ways the greatest immediate impact that Maimon Har Sinai had was on the concept of Ishus and what it meant and what it should mean. So in that respect, so the Ramban writes the following, and he expands on the Yisr of Machzer Grishaso. Says V'tam Balav Azek Kedei Shelo Yachalifu Nishosan Zeloza Yichtav Laget BaErev U'Baboker Hishavo Elav. Right, citing the psukim from Megillas Esther. V'zetam V'lo Sachti Yisaretz. Right, people make a mockery of Kiddushin. That okay, so we'll be married for a day, and then we'll split up. We'll get back together 3 days from now. You have a good time. I'll have a good time. So that is unfathomable. So velosachti esaret kizasiba lechataim gedolim, because that causes terrible averos. Uvesifrei velosachti esaret lahazir bezdin alkach. So that bezdin has a responsibility. So this is something that was alluded to, frankly, by the Ramban earlier. Parsha, we didn't discuss it, but the Isser of Lo Yekadesh Bivnei Yisrael, Velo Siya Kadesha Bivnos Yisrael. So the Ramban extrapolates at great length that Bezdin has a responsibility to oversee this aspect of Jewish life, to make sure that there isn't licentiousness which is creeping up. We saw that at the end of Parsha Shoftim in another cardinal area, Yadenu lo shafchu asadam hazeh v'enenu lo ra'u le'inyin shvichos damim. That is to say, there are certain averos where, because of the severity and the gravity of the matter and the ability of the matter to impact on society at large, what's required is Bezdin to actively supervise that area. Bezdin are the representatives, the paragons of Torah and Torah leadership, and it's impossible to have a society where you could have a denigration of a moral standard. It's impossible to have a society, this is Egla Rufa, where there was a callousness that was displayed to the sanctity of human life. So this is something that we take very, very, very seriously, to the point where Bezdin has a special responsibility, Lahazir Bezdin Alkach, that Bezdin has been deputized by the Torah to ensure the maintenance of standards in these areas.